Alright, hello. This is Sonic. Despite the name of this file, UDF CD file system is not what I'm pissed at. For those of you with CD burners, considering packet writers, you know, those nice little things, they have such a nice sound to them. Use your CD as a large floppy drive. Save directly to CD with Windows applications such as Microsoft Word and Notepad. They sound so wonderful. Believe me, I fell for it. But stay the fuck away from them. Okay. Me and my administrator, Riley, also known as Albertine, we're trying to find a packet writer for my burner. DirectCD 5 didn't support it, and the only way to get the supported version was to get the whole CD Creator Suite, and I said, fuck that. So, I found, after he went to bed, I found NCD by Nero Burning ROM. And nothing against Nero themselves, because for your information, all packet writers that allow direct access to the CD will do this. So don't think it's just NCD that you need to avoid. The only good UDF system I found is File CD, which is by New Tech Informations, because that doesn't directly access CD. You have to actually burn to UDF using their application. I mean, you can't save to it using Notepad and everything. But let me go on. All right. I need a cigarette. My cigarettes smell like Tabasco sauce. As I was saying, oh, yeah, and today's my birthday, and I just go through all this shit, and it's like fucking 6 in the morning, and I'm just like so fucking riled up. I had to start the encoder so I had something to talk to, because no one's home. As I was saying, where was I? You install? Okay, I found NCD. Said, oh cool. Finally, a packet writer that works for my CD burn, because I have like one of the newest burners out. I mean, mine's 24x, and for a few months when I had it, it was the fastest one out. I mean, now they have 32x, but it's still a top of the line drive. Anyway, so I found one that would work with my burner, so I said, cool, let me get this. This is kicking ass. I mean, now I can save shit directly to CD. Okay, so I download it, install it, all's well, and start using it. Wow, my CD drive is slow. Maybe it's just UDF. So I got done copying my files to the CD using Windows Explorer. Took out CD, put in another CD. Slow as hell. I mean, this 40x drive just turned into a 2x drive. I'm like, what the fuck? And it would access the hard drive. Blink, 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 and then go to the CD. I'm like, no way in hell is this working. So I took out NCD. Okay. Access my CD again. Not the UDF, I'm regular CD. Blink, 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 blink. I'm like, fuck. So I restart. Try it again. Blink, 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 blink. I'm like, fuck, they were right. Because on a website I saw, they said it was real hard to get rid of UDF after installing it on Windows 2000, and I'm like, oh, 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 and they said the only way to get rid of it was to reinstall Windows 2000, or if you're real lucky, Windows 2000 Emergency Repair Kit would work. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, alright, just sitting here, ain't gonna do anything. So I rebooted into Windows Repair, Windows 2000 Emergency Repair, and ran it, put in my repair disk, blah blah blah, got it done, rebooted, tried my CD, and it's back to normal. I'm like, thank God. I'm like, fuck that. When I want to burn a file to the CD, I'll just use my little track it once method that I've been using for months now. Fuck using that fucking packet writing shit. I got a 200 megahertz Pentium 1 with MMX. This system is perfect for me. I mean, starters, I wish it was faster because I have some games I want to play. But, I mean, it's a pretty good machine. I mean, I can run this encoder. I got Messenger, RealPlayer, AOL, the internet, you know. Not AOL, AOL Messenger. And the internet going all at the same time. And I can browse websites and talk to you if I wanted to. It's great. But with that packet shit, when it's going blink, 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 your entire computer is, like, dead. I mean, all you can do is move the mouse. Everything else will fucking freeze. And I'm like, no way am I going to deal with this accessing a normal CD. It wouldn't be so bad if it was just for UDF CDs. That I could handle. Because when I got sick of it, I could take it out and just use my track as once. But no, it's for every CD, even already burnt CDs, even pressed CDs. And I'm like, no way in fucking hell am I going to deal with this. So, luckily, the repair kit worked and I don't have to reinstall Windows 2000 like I did 2 days ago. So that's all. Yep. Glad I got that off my chest. No one listens to me because I talk in, what the hell do they call it? It's not. Anyways, what it means is I talk in language that they don't understand. They don't understand what the hell I'm saying. So, all I can do is talk to my computer, because my computer knows what computer is. Oh. Okay. Besides, I gotta talk a lot, because I'm using 20.7 kbps, and I want to make an all-real audio CD. And considering I have 80-minute CDs, if you calculate it based on size and bitrate, 20 kbps will give you whatever amount of minutes a CD has for CD audio, it will give you in hours. Meaning, I have to fucking talk for 80 fucking hours, man! It's windy out. It's my birthday today, and as a little birthday present from Mother Nature, we have a chance of thunderstorms on March 3rd, okay? It's March 3rd, 2002. Just in case the dating goes crazy on my CD. Let's see what the fuck the forecast is now. They might have changed it. They better not took away our fucking chance of thunderstorms. I'll be pissed. I think I got an empty CD in my fucking drive. Goddamn pop-up, go away. Forecast as of 3:25 a.m. They took our chance of thunderstorms away. And they lowered the temperatures! Mother Nature turned against me, you bitch! Rain will continue across Greater Capital District, Manhattan Valley, and Catskills. Breakers on Litchfield Hills through 5:30 a.m. Rain may be heavy for a brief period of time, especially in the vicinity of the Taconic State Parkway and Route 7. Okay. Rainfall amounts will range between a tenth to a quarter of an inch with locally higher amount. Today, as of 5:08 a.m., mostly cloudy with chance showers, mild and highs in the mid-50s. South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy with chance of sprinkles early this evening. Then chance of flurries from late evening on. Lows in the upper 20s, west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Monday, partly sunny with chance of flurries. Much colder with highs in the lower 30s. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Monday night, partly cloudy with chance of flurries. Lows near 10 above. Tuesday, most cloudy. Highs near the lower 30s. Highs in the lower 30s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows 15 to 20. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs 45. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of snow or rain showers. Lows in the mid-20s and highs in the mid-40s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or rain showers. Lows in the mid-30s and high 40-45. Next Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the upper 20s and highs in the lower 50s. Currently in Albany, New York, it is 46 degrees with a wind chill of 44 degrees and the humidity is 96%. The barometer is 29.65. All those are actually credentials for a thunderstorm. That is strange. Ah! The front went away. You bastard! Now that girl's really pretty. Pretty bitter. I want to date you, girl. Oh, wait. Sorry. Just me obsessing over JPEGs again. Or was that a GIF? Wait, let me think. No, that was a JPEG. That was only 256 colors. He took my pants and showers and thunderstorms away. The Nazis, they stole my thunderstorms. They stole my thunderstorm. Oh god, not this tape. Thought this was a Walmart case. We'll never get a thunderstorm. Then again, El Nino's come back, so we're gonna get a tornado and we're all gonna die. What the hell was that? Something just blinked by. Almost looked like a pop-up, but the internet's closed. Or the browser is. That was fucking clear. That was Messenger signing itself off. Going good. Oh wait, that was the internet killing itself. That damn Nazi computer! I can't emulate modem tones. I used to be able to. I'd call up a dial-up server and go just right, and it would actually respond. I had no idea what it was sending to me, but probably.
What the fucking drugs you want?
Thank you.
reaching for the hand that is on the stone. Goddamn spring there, can they? Eat my tape. Or don't. One year ago today, my neighbor tried to arrest me. That was a fucked up birthday. 2 years ago today, my ex-girlfriend was harassing me. What the hell is gonna happen today? My own computer harasses me. Today I sleep all day. Yep.
Never. Nice page. Good night. Or good morning, since it's 6:05 a.m. Okay, so it's 6:15 a.m. Whatever. Who's counting? Who needs time? Not me. Oh, she took my shower now. We're trying to get up.
Yes, yes, no, 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 yes, no, no. Forget it. My brain are in different worlds right now. Get over it, Dick. Come back to reality. I'm not gonna fucking tell you anything. Makes me tired. Oh, I spit a pillow on my finger and it falls and hits me in the chest. Whoa, right in the face. That noise in my hour completely unrelated.
Ow!
That was a zit. God damn, that hurts, man. Cut it out. What the hell happened to the tape? Ugh. Oh, my nose. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you. damn straight, you are. Now, you get to listen to silence, because I'm too tired, sick, tired slash sick slash bored slash out of energy slash lazy to stop. So you get to listen to blank until it crashes. Or listen to me sneeze and snore. And sniffle. And spit. Sure, the flu waits to hit me on my birthday. Fucking Nazi camouflage, motherfucker. Popping pills does not a thing. Gonna fucking make this thing go ding. Let the fucking flu go away. So I can enjoy my fucking birthday. Motherfucker, stand up, stand up. Go away, go away. Stand up, go away, go. You have to listen to me make all sorts of weird noises, man. Just be like, what up, yo? What up, yo? Like, sit right here and talk to my computer, can't hear me. Train it with voice recognition. Right, I fell asleep. Good night, screen. Turn my computer with voice recognition and go, wake up, boy, yeah, wake up. Be across the house, and I'll go to fucking chat, and it would load the chat room. But, no, it wouldn't, because voice recognition sucks. I've used it before, it was okay, but it kinda sucks, because you're like, Microsoft, Microsoft. Microsoft. It takes about 1,400 tries to say Microsoft Windows 2000 presents no. Definitely is fine, see, you can just go. Move your root file system to DevNull, enable in your Linux down the hole.